Thank you, and we're sponsored by the Chevy Silverado HD. Experience life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. Driving her crazy is what was happening to a farmer in central Illinois. She told me about how harvest had become super stressful because of multi-generational bickering and stubbornness. The older guys wanting to do things one way, the younger people another. The same kind of arguing, she said, was getting in the way of the younger people taking over the farm someday. So I gave Ron Hansen a call.
I've been working with farm families now for probably over 40 years.
Ron is a professor emeritus at the University of Nebraska.
I've seen everything. I mean, I've seen family members lie to each other, cheat, steal.
Every possible type of power struggle that can get in the way of an orderly transition of what in many cases are multi-million dollar operations.
It really puts relationships to the test.
He says intentions are generally good. Everybody's on the same page, at least to start with.
80% of family farms, parents want to keep their farm in the family, but less than 20% have an actual plan in place to accomplish that goal.
And he says it's really up to the older generation to lay out what they want to see happen and then talk to their kids about their fears, such as,
what if they screw it up and lose my farm?
Or,
what if the kids just sell it and my farm's gone?
Hansen says parents need to gather the kids around
and explain their intentions, their wishes, and give all the children a chance to express their feelings.
Then get some professional advisors involved, attorneys and so forth, to put it in writing, and then follow the plan.
I see so many families, they talk about it, but they never get to the finish line. And then, unfortunately, something unexpected happens. And next question I get is, what do we do now?
He'd have a field day with TV's Roy family, wouldn't he? Ron says there's plenty of help available, farm bureaus and extension services in every state, and you can see a lot of information on succession planning at Ron Hansen's website, passingonthefarm.com. From the farm to your belly, today's National Chicken and Waffles Day. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.